T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But he has racist tendency. And I also wanted to mention
Hey, Monica.
Of white.
Monica, real quick, when you say he has racist tendency, what are you talking about? Before this?
So some people go throughout life, and because they are they mix with certain other groups, they feel that they're not racist, but then a certain situation may come up, and then they'll say something like, "Oh, using the N-word, he's wrong," or something like that. And he would have never thought to say that before, but it doesn't mean that he's a racist, you know, a full-blown racist, but he has racist tendencies.
Gotcha.
All right.
Go ahead.
Last 2 points.
Sure.
Is that the punishment of white versus African Americans in sports are more harsh. And I agree with Guru that one game is not enough. The 49ers look really bad in this situation.
Thank you, Monica. Appreciate the call. Mm. Appreciate the listen. Ah, boy. Carter's in Oakland. Hey, Carter, what's going on?
Hey, fellas, you guys got a good show going again, as usual.
Thank
I
you.
Want to give props to Bonte for taking it back to Jamel Holloway and Tommy Frazier. I remember watching some ball games with my dad. But you know what? The woman just said something pretty cool, and I'm not going to say he has racist tendencies in terms of Tim Ryan. He still might be on that bias tip against black quarterbacks, especially with his information about the comments or whoever he thought should have been starting over Kaepernick and so forth. And he, you know, it's almost 2020, man. He should be able to, when I say him, Tim Ryan, being a professional, you have to think before you speak. There's really no other excuse for it. You know, he's getting his punishment. It's a slap on the hand. Go ahead and take it. I think the 49ers, you know, they kind of got out in front of it. I think the station, from what I've discovered listening to the other show earlier this morning, the station is kind of behind on addressing it. But look, man, it's just you have to be able to articulate yourself a little bit better, and he should have been thinking before he's speaking, and hopefully going forward he won't make this type of mistake in the future.
Thank you, Carter. Appreciate the call.
Well said, Carter. Yep. Well said.
Let's go to Dame. Dame is in Oakland.
Dame
is among our favorites. Usually we get a kick out of Damon, and we laugh a lot. Dame, I mean. Sorry, Dame. So go ahead. Maybe you can bring some levity.
Hey, what's happening? Hey, Matthew, I know this is a tough one for you a lot of time when it gets to the race thing, so I commend you for sitting through all of this and having the comments that you have. Now, the lady Monica, she had just mentioned racist tendencies. Let me bounce off of that a little bit. So at a time way, way back, the normal practice was to, and I'm going to try not to vilify anybody, but the normal practice was to downgrade and tell black people that you're nothing and you're nobody, you'll never be anybody. That was the way to keep them mentally weak, right? And then that practice has been passed down throughout a lot of years. Now, a lot of people, you know, it's not like it used to be, and certain groups of people are not racist per se, but that becomes a default setting when it comes down to when your back is against the wall. So a lot of, like what she was saying, you can hang with this dude all the time, and then all of a sudden they're back against the wall and they throw something at you that you wasn't ready for. Well, that's a default setting. It was laying in the cut waiting on something to happen, and boom, all of a sudden it fell out his mouth. I don't know the dude. I don't know if he's racist or not, but he has that default setting. The Niners lost to Baltimore. Lamar Jackson is unbelievable, and he was trying to figure out a way to bring it back to at least even the playing field. So he was like, hey, this is what it is. His default setting popped up. If he got one guy, me personally, I don't care what he get, because if they gave him a whole year, first of all, the powers that be, they're going to hire him somewhere else, because you know how the game works. If the little one game don't mean nothing, because it's not going to change who he is and how he is. If he is a racist or if he isn't, it's not going to change his mind. He's going to still be the same person. He's going to always get his money, because that's just how it works. I'm sorry that it all happened. I can't believe the people who say they're outraged, because this country that we live in is built on racism. So, I mean, how are you outraged when you got the tangerine in office? So, I mean, we just got to take it for what it is. Let's try to move forward. Let's try to be better as people. Hey, Bonte, sorry about that, but I'm brought to you by the Dial Pack.
Dave, you my guy, man.
Thanks, no, Dave.
That was awesome. That was a great call.
Here's a little more D Ford. A little more D Ford.
I wasn't on the field, so I would not refute that at all, because it's tough, man. It's tough, and it was raining. It was dark outside, so not literally dark, but we know what he was trying to say, and it's just the era we live in, man. It's messed up, but internally we got his back.
All right, that was D Ford. He was talking about. He was actually asked about Richard Sherman's comments. I'm going to play. Let's play Sherman again. This is Richard Sherman on the Tim Ryan situation.
I know Tim personally, and I've listened to the dialogue and saw it written. And honestly, I wasn't as outraged as everybody else. You know, I understand how it can be taken under a certain context and be offensive to some. But if you're saying, hey, this is a brown ball, they're wearing dark colors, and he has brown arm. Honestly, sometimes we were having trouble seeing it on film. You know, he's making a play fake, and sometimes he's swinging his arm really fast, and you're like, okay, does he have the ball on that play? And then you look up, and Ingram's running it. So it was technically a valid point, but, in the way he's, you can always phrase things better. You can always phrase things and not say his black skin, but I've had a relationship with him since I got here. He's never been anything but a great guy, and a professional, and a guy who takes his job seriously. So it's unfortunate that's what he came to. The team did what they had to do. But in that situation, it's a play where he's talking football, and he could have used better verbiage. But I don't think anybody in this locker room is taking it offensively or anything. He's apologized. And we know his character, so hopefully this can go over and we can pass it.
I got a legitimate question that I'm really hoping for an answer to. Because we've heard from D Ford and Richard Sherman. Richard Sherman said, it's a valid point. The words weren't great. What is the valid point? What is the point that apparently Sherman and D Ford understand?
Well, from what I heard from the both of them is it's beyond the jersey and the color of his skin. All that falls under the same umbrella and gives Lamar Jackson an advantage on Sunday, or had given him an advantage Sunday by disguising the ball. Right. And I told you, quick, Monday, I stopped as far as the jersey, the conditions, the brown ball, darker because it's wet, and I stopped there. I never once thought that the skin tone had anything to do with it, but two guys that were chasing that young man, two players, Bonte, and they disagree with you, they feel like that played a part in it. And that Tim Ryan did nothing or said nothing wrong, but they understand in this climate, our society, people could take it that way.
Just want to throw this out there. The Super Bowl this year in Miami, the NFL rotates every year between the home teams, right? NFC, AFC. Last year, the NFC was the home team, so the Rams wore their blue uniforms. Okay. A lot of teams have been deferring to wear their white uniforms because of the superstition. Patriots, yeah, exactly. Nasher, he knows. He's a Patriot guy. But this year, the AFC will be the home team. So if the Niners play the Ravens,
he's going to be in black.
They're probably going to wear all black in a Super Bowl. So is it that tough? And granted, it may not rain, but it is South Beach. You may get a tropical storm.
Any different? Not to cut you off, Bonte, dude. Now you heard your boy, Sherm and Ford, talk. Not just your buddy, Guru. Are you coming back to where maybe Tim wasn't over the top?
No,
like you originally thought at 10 o'clock?
No, I did not. I just thought, I still think the Comets are dumb. Right. I still think they're acidine.
Yeah, I mean,
that doesn't change. And now I'm looking at Sherman and D. Ford, and basically they're making excuses on why they were
He got 100 on the ground.
Why they were struggling against the Ravens, because now they're saying, you know what, it is some truth to it. We saw it on film. We're like, oh, the ball, that is the jersey. Like, really? That's where we're going with this now? And Sherman did say it's not that offensive. So there's a level. Right. There's a level there. Maybe the level we're at is at a 10, and he's like, look, it's at a 3. It's not that offensive. All right? I get what he was trying to say, but it was a poor choice of words.
I mean, I think the rat, one of the rats on the table is if you're wearing short sleeves and a dark uniform, is a black quarterback likely to be better at play action?
I'm
is that really
no,
what we're talking about?
Because the ball's camouflaged.
By his forearm.
We can name 300 black quarterbacks, and this has never been echoed at all.
That's all
I'm
saying. Or
I'm going to say this on the flip side. A-Track, nobody's ran it like he's running it the degree he's running it, fellas. So maybe that they're seeing it more. It's a reason why now they're coming out with this assessment.
It's the new thing. But when RG3 and Cap were doing it, Sports Illustrated had Russell Wilson, Kaepernick, and RG3 on the cover. The pistol offense, the new phenomenon in the NFL. When Michael Vick, he was strictly damn near a wildcat quarterback his rookie year with Atlanta. They had packages for him in a black uniform with the Falcons and a black helmet with dark skin. I mean, I never even heard it. Hell, the Eagles wear all black sometimes.
I'm with you. I've never heard.
I just never heard somebody to fight it like this, like, man, the deception here, you know, maybe it has something to do with the jersey. Not just hearing a bunch of excuses.
Are you as befuddled, Steiny, as you were at 10? Or do you feel like you got is it clearer that, not that you're defending Tim, but maybe you see where he's getting at that you heard from Tim and D4?
I still think his intent I think Tim Ryan's intent was, the way it came across was that he's got an advantage. He's almost kind of cheating a little bit.
All right.
Like, it's like, because he's black, he can run this play, and it's harder. And it's like, the guy's great. The guy has taken the league by storm. So that, to me, was the thing. And you know what? Here's the other thing. We got to be honest about this, too. And we're all in this business, and I'm guilty of it, too. If you have a take on a guy, all right, and it's not going well, you have choices. You can say, you know what, I was probably wrong about that guy, or you double down. And I think that to me, it's probably obvious that Tim Ryan wasn't a big Lamar Jackson fan, and even though Lamar Jackson's still doing well, he's got to come up with some reasons why he's excelling that maybe aren't the reasons other quarterbacks excelled at.
And that was doubling down on Monday.
I think.
Yeah.
Let's go to Free the People's back. Free the People. What's going on, Free the People?
Hey, what's up, guys? I got lost in a little bit of a bad reception riding through the city earlier. Sorry about that.
All right.
This is a crazy situation. I don't think this is 10 on the level of, like, the most racist things we've dealt with or been a part of. But, like, there are so many racial slights that come across towards the black athlete, the black quarterback, and just how black people and black players are viewed in comparison to white players, white announcers. I think this is more egregious than the cornball brother comment, even though I think the cornball brother comment was kind of trash to begin with. But I don't know if a one-game suspension is enough just to kind of, like, set a tone. Like, I mean, for my white listeners out here, I'm half white, half black. If you're listening to this and you're hearing people say they don't like how this sounds, they don't like how this comes off, think about this in your conversation on your day-to-day life and how you treat people and how you talk to people and how you judge people. Hey, Guru, I was listening earlier, dude, and you had a comment about a friend in the car and some people walked across the light and your friend, like, yelled out, oh, whatever he heard. Did that come from a place? Did that sound like a really angry comment, or was it like just a flyby flash comment?
That's what I had trouble deciphering. And to be honest, because I knew the person so well, so I thought I gave him the benefit of the doubt, but it was a angry, you know, get out the street. And, you know, we talked about it the next day, but I'll never forget it.
I'm a borderline road rager, and I definitely talk a lot of mess driving sometimes in certain situations in traffic. I have friends of all races. I would have a hard time continuing to be that person's friend if I heard that and I felt that and I had a hard time deciphering it, because it would make me always have to think about some kind of deep-rooted hate for people like myself, even if it didn't mean to come off that way. I mean, like, kind of once you cross that line, it's really hard to say, oh, I forgive you because I know you're a good person. I mean, good people make big mistakes, and they pay for it all the time. Like, Michael Vick is getting, like, mess talked about him right now for PETA stuff from, dude, 10 years ago. And I get it. Some people are vilified forever. Some people aren't. I would probably have passed on that relationship. I don't knock you for whatever decision you make, because you're a man. You have the right to make that for yourself, but that's your own personal life. I don't know if I could have did it that way. This is a real tricky situation because it's not over the top, and it's not.
Right. No.
It's a slight against the quarterback. I mean, and then my next thing is, I know I'm kind of long-winded right now. Thank you guys for allowing me to talk. But, like, it's really hard to get people of color, especially people that are pro-cap, to not think that you are racist or have more than racist tendencies, like the one caller said. Because if you're against Cap, and I get it, Cap had times where he played like trash, and he also had times where he was decent with the worst wide receiver core in football. But, like, if you're, like, against him and you're not for the kneeling and all of that, and then you're also making slights at other black quarterbacks, it makes it really hard for people like myself and other people of color to really be on your side in this situation. Hey, guys, have a great day. Happy holidays. Thanks for letting me run my mouth with you guys today. And whenever I call in, you guys always give me the time to speak. Have a great afternoon. Thank you so much for having this dialogue as well. I appreciate you guys. Have a great one.
Free the People, brought to you by the Dialpad Guest Line. Dialpad helps you make smarter calls. Connect your team with the business communication platform that powers voice, video, messages, and meetings across your existing devices.
Dang did his own.
He did his own. That was great. Yeah. Davis, he's a classic.
DJ Gravy is driving an Uber. He's also a comedian, apparently, a DJ and an MC.
Okay.
And he's got a perspective that he wants to share with us. What's going on, DJ Gravy?
What's going on, guys? I actually just stopped to take my lunch, so this is the perfect time. I'm out here at Plucked Danville Chicken and Brew House. So if you guys out here, stop by. It's very nice. It's my first time. But thank you guys for having me. And I just want to give a quick perspective because I understand what it means to perform in front of a crowd. Now, I'm not a commentator. I'm a comedian. I'm an MC. I can say these things. I can joke about these things, and I can test the water with most of my certain crowds, and they're going to laugh. But not his type of crowd, not his type of listeners, and his people that were listening. Somebody out of that major, major stand was not going to appeal to that. So, I mean, I don't think it was malicious. Come on, guys. We already know he's a good guy. But he just, you know, I mean, but he knows that this is a family-friendly environment. He's not just a commentator to just have fun, make jokes, but to be witty and also intuitive, you know, to also have his own opinions and things. And I think he just got caught into the comedy of it too much, trying to explain what he really felt, which was valid. And, you know, it's not a valid, I mean, there's nothing wrong with what he said. I'm a black guy also. I'm from the hood. I'm from Richmond, deep in the rich. So I understand what it means to be. So that's all I have to say. He's not a bad guy, but if he slipped up, just give him a couple of games. He'll be all right.
Thanks, DJ Gravy. Well, appreciate it.
Sounds like Richard and D Ford.
Hey, by the way, starting next week, we're going to have Ross Tucker joining us every Thursday at noon. He's a Radio.com NFL insider, and he's one of these guys who does games Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I love
Sometimes
it!
That Thursday game.
Yep. He's all over the place.
Whatever that league is that plays on Tuesdays every once in a while.
Baby, Maxion.
Yeah.
With some good money
real quick, remember I told you about my dreams of one day being the next Barnett? Hot Mike is taking off. I see a lot of people I know on Twitter doing the Hot Mike. So I'm just picking, waiting for the right game.
They're not one of our sponsors, though. So
Yeah. He's to the 15. The 20. The 25.
Enough, buddy.
All right. We come back, we're going to finish up with this topic. It's as simple as that. That's what's coming up on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. And it's, whether it's a major collision or just a scratch or a door ding, Chilton Auto Body's 11 convenient Bay Area locations are just a call or click away. Stop in or schedule an appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com. That's ChiltonAutoBody.com.
It's out of here!
Come on.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, we are talking about Tim Ryan. He is the radio analyst for the San Francisco 49ers. He's been suspended for Sunday's game against the New Orleans Saints for his comments about Lamar Jackson. And that's been the show today. And the phone lines have been lit all day. We've been trying to do our best with it. And I think everybody's pretty much talked about it respectfully. And yep, we can keep doing that for the next half hour because a lot of people clearly want to talk about this. So let's go to Dean in San Mateo. Dean in San Mateo, how are you, man?
Going today.
I'm good. How are you, man?
Great. Hey, I wanted to talk, you know, about the big topic of the day. And, you know, I played some high school football and coached some back in the day. And, you know, when I was in high school, we played a team that had brown uniforms, really good team, really good option attack. My junior year, their quarterback was a 3-year starter. He ran the attack very well. White quarterback. They scored 31 points on us. My senior year, the next year, they had a more athletic, faster quarterback. He was a black quarterback. They only scored 7 on us. And the key there, it's all about the decisions you're making, the mesh point that you have going, when you're deciding to pull it and all that. It has nothing to do. The brown jerseys helped that team, but it has nothing to do with anything else other than the decisions you're making and that mesh point and how good you ride that mesh point. And on another note, I just think that by Tim Ryan saying that, I think he exposed a little bit of his lack of football knowledge. Everyone knows option football, you're not looking for the ball. You're teaching the defense assignment football, tackle your assignment every play, no matter where the ball goes. So to say you're looking for the ball and to stop an option attack, you're not going about it the right way, in my opinion.
Thanks, Dean. Appreciate the insight. Raider Debater is in Oakland. What's going on, Raider Debater? How are you today?
Steiny, Bonte, Guru, man. Thanks for bringing me in on this much-needed conversation, man.
Absolutely.
First off, if it's offensive to one person, it's offensive. There's no levels to being offensive. You know what I mean? For one. Now, this topic is bigger than Tim Ryan and what he said. This is more about ignorance, miseducation, and a teachable moment to educate. And ignorance doesn't mean dumb. It just means that he's not educated. Tim Ryan obviously has not been educated, and a lot of the callers that's been calling in don't understand why the statement is not okay.
Right.
First off, this is more of a statement of cultural insensitivity for the 49ers. Did they only give Tim Ryan one game suspension because they did not have a cultural sensitivity training with him or did not tell him what is right and wrong to say on the air? And if they did, we should be looking at the 49ers for only giving them that one game suspension. And the one game suspension may be an indictment on the 49ers and that they're not doing their jobs in the H&R department. Now, finally, I went back and forth on this because I didn't think it was a racist statement at first because racism has power behind it and the statement was more culturally insensitive. But now that I think about it, the comment was racist because he has the power because he is a voice over the airwaves to a mass of fans that may not have the expertise that he has. And he's implying that it's not Lamar Jackson's amazing quarterback IQ with his RPOs that makes him dangerous, but the fact that he's just as dark as a wet ball and that's why he's so good. It's offensive because of persons of color having to deal with discrimination behind skin tone since the days of slavery, and it's still going on, as you can see. Lighter complexion against darker complexion. White is white, and dark is whack, you know, or black is whack. So basically it's offensive to people if people didn't know because Tim Ryan is not saying that he's an intelligent quarterback because he knows when to pull it down, run it, or pass it. It's just because he's dark as a wet ball. Thanks for taking the call, man.
Thanks, Raider Debater.
Interesting.
Appreciate it.
Interesting stuff. Back to Sherman and D. Ford and them for a second.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little slow. I wasn't expecting Sherman or D. Ford to come out guns blazing or whatnot, but Richard Sherman has been so outspoken when it comes to issues like this that he's like, look, it's just a poor choice of words. And I was a little surprised because of what we expect from Uncle Sherman, how he commands the room and talks about issues like this. I was a little surprised by Richard Sherman. Not saying that he's wrong or whatnot, but it was just a little shocking that he was that calm in the way he delivered
both
that message.
Yeah. Yeah.
What'd you think, Goo, of Richard Sherman?
Oh, I thought he was coming out guns blazing. And now I know when I first came in here and last night on my sofa when I read and saw social media divided, I feel like, you know, I'm still leaning on there was an advantage with the black jersey, and to hear these two players say it, I don't know what Tim Ryan has over the two players, which he doesn't, and they're giving him a pass, so they must know what picture he was trying to illustrate.
Drop of the hat, Matt, is in the city. What's going on, drop of the hat?
Man, I'm feeling dynamite, man. Look, this is my take on this, right? Rick Sherman, D. Ford is spot on. Based on Ryan's, you know, observation on what the defense was seeing, he didn't mean any type of harm or anything. He was just speaking the color of the ball and the color of Lamar Jackson's arm. He didn't even discredit Lamar Jackson as a football player. It's just that the world that we live in, the media is creating a story. And that's why Richard Sherman, D. Ford, is backing Tim Ryan's back. And also, the reason why he wasn't suspended the first day, because he is it's a football analytics and his observation. But then due to the fact that we got the media, all they're going to do is turn it into a story. And with racists, it's a big story. Just like with Colin Kaepernick. When Colin Kaepernick lost his job, he sat down because he was butthurt. As soon as the media seen that during the national anthem, they made a story out of it. The media that's making a story out of everything. Tim Ryan is not racist. This is blown out of proportion, man. It's all about football analytics. I'm a football guy, man. That's the way we're going with that.
All right, drop the hat. I appreciate it. I guess my question is, you know, when you say, oh, you guys are making a big deal out of it. I mean, are there people out there that think, because it's being made a big deal out of now, the 49ers suspended him? Or do people say the 49ers suspended Tim Ryan? That's a big story.
It's what you said first, and it's why they look bad, because I think they undersold the outrage. And now that's why still, even with the endorsements from Richard and D. Ford, I feel like that one, Bonte, is going to get moved by the time I see you guys tomorrow. Not whining it, wanting to see anybody fall or be without their job. This does not equate to one game. Yeah. This was across the nation, fellas. And maybe it'll be gone by the time I see you tomorrow, like the thing with the Giants and the you know, not reporting with the Gabe Kapler stuff. That's gone away. Now he can focus, so maybe this will be it.
And that's the thing. It was like, man, we just found out Wednesday – Were there people trying to cover this up? Were they trying to cover it up? And then, two,
all of us are not
saying that Tim Ryan is racist, nor is what he said racist. What we're saying is that basically, tell me if I'm wrong, fellas, that it was just a dumb comment that he made. It was a poor choice of words. But by no means am I saying that Tim Ryan's a racist guy.
Stein, remember I said I wanted to bring something up?
Yeah.
So not to put you on, there ain't no spot. So this is from Daryl Butler Jr. He sent it a few hour ago. He goes, I totally understand and agree, and I'm talking to him. I totally understand and agree with using the whole show to talk about this important issue. But I do recall, and I'm taking Daryl's black, I do recall either you or Bonte not saying much when Steiny's dad called you ethnics on the air. I thought that was much worse, but nothing was said about it. Because both of us didn't take that as a slur. And he could have meant any ethnic background. But I just want to tell Daryl Butler Jr., there's no way you can equate that to what Mr. Ryan said. And I just wanted to let him know that we got a relationship to where we could talk about that. But Bonte, I remember that. That's your dad's era. And would it have been better if he said blacks? He used the proper verbiage
to me. He wanted to offend everybody.
Oh, okay. I didn't even take it as that.
And looking at his dad and the way he conducted himself.
I got it. Like, that was the perfect. What if he's an older guy. The blacks play. You know, I get it.
Words just don't pop in your brain.
But it wasn't this. You think he's going to get suspended more than one game?
I don't know.
I don't know.
And I really don't know.
Do you think Sherman and Ford's comments helped in Ryan's case?
I do. There's no
doubt. Both of you guys. Yeah, both of you guys.
I do.
1,000, if I could put it 1,000 times, it helped.
By the way, the 707, and you guys have been saying to fire the guy. No, I don't.
Nobody said that at all.
I was saying that when I came in here.
It was above my pay grade. I'm not here.
But quit saying. Go ahead.
Real quick, Fred Warder. I know Tim is a great guy. I saw the comments. Obviously, his choice. His words weren't probably the best choice of words. I don't really have much to comment about it. It is what it is. Robert Saleh also said, D coordinator with the Niners. I just always try to judge people on how I interact with them. I love the man. He's a very genuine human being. I know he knows he made a mistake, and he's trying to move this on as quickly as possible.
Well, let's go back to Mr. BYU real quick.
Fred Warner?
Yeah. What do you know? His words were the words.
Well, that,
there's only one way you can describe the skin, and that's by saying the skin or his dark skin, which he said. There is no other verbiage for that.
And that's, yeah, I
but
agree
it seems
with you.
Like the team got together and said, we don't want this dude out of here, because Fred said an endorsement. That ain't a ringing endorsement by any stretch. What other verbiage could you replace skin with? Yeah, Tim said what he said.
To say it's tough to read it. I don't know.
I know that's what I mean. I mean, right. he said what he meant.
Exactly.
And I mean,
and if you're Black Steiner, you take it how you take it. And Fred doesn't seem to be bothered. I came in here. I thought we were overreacting. And why I'm now on the side of, you got to give your boy his props, talking about Lamar Jackson. If indeed Ryan's comments were taken away from him being good, then that bothers me. But I got to tell you, gents, I went to bed thinking there's real racism out here. I didn't think this was it.
Yeah, no.
There's got to be another Black quarterback who was phenomenal at play action. And this was never even thought of, right?
Yep. But real quick, Vince, that,
like
Mike,
so why,
Vince Young, we forgot about Vince Young.
Run what he's running, be like this but every play.
But he was running play action in the quarterback powers and all that at Texas.
This is different.
You know, RPOs at Texas, like, it's still faking. It's still deception. Play action is deception.
A lot of people said Ryan hasn't done anything racially disrespectful before, so maybe the players are giving him the benefit of the doubt.
Right. Let's go to Lamont. Lamont is in San Mateo. What is going on, Lamont?
Yes, how are you guys doing? I just wanted to say that I don't think that Tim Ryan is racist by any means, but I feel like his comment, what it did was bring back, once again, attention to everybody looking at the Black quarterback like it's something different, like it's not the norm. Mm. And I believe that as good as the pocket passer has been for the years, I think that a lot of people are holding on to that narrative, to be honest with you, is because the quarterback is the most important position in NFL football. And so goes whatever the NFL, whatever the quarterbacks pretty much say and believe, is they have power over their organizations because they're so valuable. And I honestly believe that there's a resistance to hand over the franchise to Black quarterbacks, because when you look at someone like Colin Kaepernick, if he was a great quarterback, guess what? He'd still be in the league right now. And the kneeling thing wouldn't even matter, because everybody kept saying he's not good enough. But when we have a bunch of quarterbacks who are of African-American persuasion, who are dominant and are having the league, taking the league by storm, and then they're also able to take a stand, you can't muzzle the voice anymore. And so I think that there's a tendency to hold on to this narrative of what a quarterback's supposed to be, because it's not just about the athletic ability and the performance, but it's also about power in the league. Look at the NBA. They don't want to be like the NBA. LeBron and those cats, they run the league. They're so valuable that whatever stance they take, you can't muzzle their mouth, because you need their talent, because you're making money off of them. But once, and that's why they don't want to be like the NBA. They don't want to see that power shift the way it shifted. And so as long as you keep us quarterbacks in a certain narrative that they're not quite, don't quite have the ability, then you start to believe you don't get the power. We don't have the power to make decisions. And then things like the kneeling, it gets disregarded and you lose jobs. But if there's more people with the talent who are of our persuasion, who are just credible quarterbacks, who have power over organizations, then the voice gets heard. And I think that's what they're trying to prevent.
Right. Thanks, Lamont. Good stuff. Appreciate it. Let's go to Moose. He's got a different perspective. Moose in San Jose says it wasn't a racial statement. What's
hey
up,
guys,
Moose?
I know it's a sensitive subject. I'm going to do my best to be as respectful as possible. I strongly disagree with the with the consequences that the 49ers put down. I think, once again, this should have been an opportunity for the 49ers to come out and say, we stick by our guy the way our players are. We know what he meant by this, whether it was a dumb comment or not. He said a factual comment. There are actual players saying, hey, yeah, it is tough to see the ball. That's not taking anything away from Lamar. That's part of his game. He's trying to hide the ball. And is it unfair advantage? Not at all. No way it's unfair. This is what he has. This is what his God gave him to use to play football. He's able to do this, and it's to his advantage, yes. Not unfair whatsoever. Tim Ryan is a class act, and he's simply explaining what he sees as a professional. His job is to explain the game. That's what he was doing. I think that the Niners could have come out and said, hey, you know what? We stick by our guy. We understand what he meant. We apologize if some people were offended by this, but this is not in no way. This is something that should be taken as offensive and kind of control the thickness of people's skin. I mean, this is today. I know people are racist, and the league in some aspects does do some kind of make your head spin things to make you think that they are as well. But there's certain things that I think as a culture we need to grab a hold and make a stand ahead of it and say, look, guys, everybody, calm down. This is a good guy. He meant no harm by this. Let's look at it like for literally what it was, a dark ball on a dark jersey on dark skin. And that shouldn't be
all right, Moose,
detrimental that you.
No, we got you. Let me let me ask Guru and Bonte to respond. Thanks, Guru. Moose. Appreciate the call. Right,
that's his opinion, and I can't say he's wrong. And, you know, I'm starting to think the one-game suspension is starting to supersede the comments, as crazy as that sounds. Right. So you're going to suspend them. People are outraged, and yet it only equates to one game.
Right.
I think they're backed into a corner, Steiny. And, again, I have no dog in the race or whatnot. I'm not wanting anybody to be without work. But right. One game is a slap in the face, and you should be embarrassed.
Yeah, my thing is, like, I don't know how many games he should be suspended for this. Has he done anything close to this before in his career? It seems like he hasn't, although he's picked sides, quarterbacks or whatnot, but he's a team employee. The Niners act the way they acted. Maybe that should be in question. Again, the words were poor. It was a terrible way to describe what happened on Sunday with Lamar Jackson and the way they ran their offense. And Tim Ryan, again, I don't believe he's racist. It doesn't sound like he's racist. I never got a racist vibe from Tim Ryan, but he's got to know better to just have a better choice of words. Hey, and, you know,
can honest question, you can get a racist vibe from somebody without them saying something to tip it off?
Yeah, you can a little bit. You can, and it's hard to describe on radio. When you're around certain people, you could just tell by the way they speak about certain things. You're right. Like, okay, this guy doesn't really rock this way. That's not really his cup of tea. When guy, you know, there could be you could get a vibe. Gotcha. I for me, I don't know about you, Greg.
Yeah, and I've worked in the corporate environment, and I don't want to offend anybody, Folsom, Rancho Cordova, and I've always appreciated somebody being up front with me with where they stand. If my black skin bothered you and you were racist, I always appreciated the ones that put it out there so I knew where you stood, as opposed to Bonte. I'm sure you met some, Steiny, you too, yep, that act like that it's all good and behind your back they do things because they don't like who you are or what you are. So with that said, this guy has no priors. And again, for me, if I was judging a score, what D. Ford, Sherman and right. Mr. BYU said is worth 50 points in regard to this getting worse. And now you got, I'll give him credit, the local columnists in the Bay Area
right. Coming
for blood, if I could say that. But I think it's going to fall on deaf ears.
Steiny, you worked in the newspaper business for a long time. Do you think there would be backlash on Sherman, Ford, and what Fred Warner and Robert Saleh had to say today?
Because Ismail was like, different than what they
like, you mean
said.
What? Like,
because people will already be like, you know what, Tim Ryan should be fired.
You let
yada,
him off
yada,
easy.
Yada. Like, oh, Richard Sherman, they're protecting the team employee. We're will people look at Sherm a little differently now?
We
after
just
having
heard
it back.
Q just said
no,
he was offended.
I mean, I don't, and the reason is because we've answered calls all day today from a ton of people of all different colors.
Right.
Certainly, many black callers, yeah. And you guys are black. So there's not one opinion shared by all the black people out there. Everybody's got a different opinion.
Yep.
So Richard Sherman's opinion, I respect. I respect your opinion every bit as much.
Yep.
Now, I'll give Sherman a little more because he clearly knows Tim Ryan better than we do. He knows him on a different level, but like that's the one thing we found out today is it's not like black people are united on this,
right.
And this is the way,
yeah.
you know, they feel. It's like, no, it's they've get, there's all kinds of different perspectives, and I just kind of trying to listen to it all.
And let's be real, too, or keep it real, which we've been doing. A few people have come to this guy's character, has spoke, vouched for right. him. Ishmael said he shouldn't be fired, but he was thrown for a loop.
Right.
And for Richard and the rest of the gang to say what they said, I mean, you got to be at home. Yeah. And if you're the Niners, like, I think we did enough.
Look, we're in a country that gives a lot of people second chances. We brought up Mike Vick. He got a big-time second chance. A lot of people in this country get second chances. Do I believe Tim Ryan deserves a second chance? Absolutely. If this is his first offense, I don't believe in taking somebody's job, but I just hope he educates himself and learns from this mistake that you just can't say anything remotely close to this.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's absolutely crazy. And
you think it's over?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I do think.
I was looking forward to talking some Saints.
It's IDK.
You know? We got tomorrow to talk about the Saints. I'm wondering, this has got to be some kind of distraction.
Oof.
I would think. A little bit. I don't know what's going to happen. Yeah, I'd like to thank all the callers and all the listeners. I thought you all handled it great. And thanks for listening, everybody.